Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. I just want to let you all know tonight that it's an honor and a privilege to be able to come on the air and be able to minister what we feel as though the Lord has given us for tonight. I have a special woman of God, an apostle, an awesome woman of God who's bringing forth the word of God, who who's doing the work of the Lord, doing the work of an apostle. And I tell you, you all tune in, you call up a neighbor, call up a friend, tell them that Setting the Captives Free is on the line with Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff. Hallelujah. You're going to be in for an awesome show on tonight. You heard that song. This show is all about setting the captives free. Now, you'd be like, well, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but we still need some deliverance. Hallelujah. So I want you all to stay tuned. I'm going to first start off with some questions with the Apostle Valencia, because she does an awesome outreach. She has outreach ministry. She's over there in Africa. She's building a school. I'm telling you, this woman of God is truly walking in the calling that God has called her. And I believe that Jeremiah 29:11 is definitely on her life, and she's going to be able to speak some things into our life that's going to keep us on that straight and narrow path. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Apostle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Bless you. It's a great honor to be a part of this wonderful show, Setting the Captives Free. That's what the Lord has called us to do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Amen. We have some work to
Amen.
Do. So, again, it's an honor to be a part of this show tonight. I thank you, and I bless you and encourage you also. You know, because you do a great, doing a great work and have been doing a great work, and so many people have been blessed by your ministry. So I just wanted to just say that. So thank you. I'm very honored.
Well, praise the Lord. I thank God. You know, it's really when a person is in the fivefold ministry, when God calls you, your heart has to be in it. You've got a heart. You have to have a compassion, a love, and a heart for the people of God. For those that are not yet in the kingdom and those that are in the kingdom, it's a must. You've got to love God's people. You know what? I am just really honored that she would say yes about coming on the show. And before I get started, I just want to tell you all a little bit about Apostle. She is a visionary and overseer of One Faith Ministries. One Faith Ministry is an international ministry that teaches, trains, develops, come on now, oversees, covers, and builds strategic planning for ministry and ministry leaders internationally. Hallelujah. Apostle Valencia travels the world creating inspiring, developing, and overseeing projects that ignite community transformation worldwide. See, she's a mover and a shaker. And it's all because of Jesus. Hallelujah. She is the visionary of Clear Marketing Solutions, Chicago and overseas. Is it Assyria Children's Offering in Kenya? Been all over the world. She's been to Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Uganda, India, Pakistan, which are positioned and covered under the umbrella of One Faith Ministry. I'm telling you, this woman of God is doing the work of the Lord. And you know what else I kind of follow her on Facebook and notice that there's a quote. Well, I'm going to say it's a quote because she said it. But this is what she said, and I picked it up. It says, "My journey as an apostle," you all listen to this, "has been one of challenges, much growth and development for many years. I was unaware of the call on my life until the Lord spoke to me." See, the Lord's got to speak this thing to you all. And said, "Apostle." I like that because I remember the time when the Lord spoke to me. It wasn't a man that called me. I know it was the Lord that called me because I heard in my spirit down by, it was like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like down there by the belly bar, but I heard the word fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Let me continue, you all. He then began to explain and timeline the ministry which he had called me to. Many dreams and visions that I would document over the years began to manifest as I was dedicated to the Lord. In 2004, she began to hear the call of the Lord with clarity. We got to get some clarity when the Lord has called us. We can't just do our own thing. That's not going to work. So her suggestion to all who's listening is to follow the voice of the Lord and obey the call. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The Lord has given each individual a vision and a purpose. if the purpose is not being fulfilled, neither will the life of the individual. The possibilities of aimlessly walking through life is evident. And then we have a lot of people in the grave that they didn't get to their purpose. So you don't want to be like that. The time is now, as the Lord and his team of kingdom movers shall arise for the coming of the Lord. For this time, you were born to change. Hallelujah. This is some good stuff, Apostle. Shift, eradicate, and reform what has been demolished. Rebuild. Hallelujah. For this time, you have been manifested to bring the good news of the Lord and proclaim the year of Jubilee and bring healing to the hurt and sight to the blind. And revelation, what has been hidden. This is your season, and the Lord has released a dispensation of authority. Unlike before, this is the woman of God. She brought this forth. But you know what? I thank God for you. I mean, you bring some nuggets. They're golden nuggets, diamonds. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. But I'm going to ask you a couple of questions before we turn you loose to bring forth the word of God that God has put in your heart.
Amen.
And I want to let the listening audience know that you will be able to call in. You can call in for prayer. That number is 516. Okay, hold on, y'all. Glory be to God. 516-387-1736. We're going to give you a chance to call in for prayer, make a comment, or give a testimony. But I got some questions for the woman of God. And before we get started, let me let you all know she's going to be here in Chicago. She is from Chicago, but she will be speaking tomorrow. Would you tell them where you'll be tomorrow and what time?
Absolutely. It's at Agape Church of Love. It's 3623 West North Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60647. The time is at 12. Worship service starts at 12 p.m.
Okay. I'm going to also put that on the blog talk description. I'll put it on there later. But you also can get hook her up on Facebook, and you'll be able to get it that way also.
Absolutely.
Apostle, I've got some questions for you. And you know what? As I was reading this about you, the Lord called you back in 2004. Is that when that's when he called you as an apostle? You heard the Lord say apostle. What were you doing before that?
I wasn't saved. I was the Lord had called me. In fact, in 1999, the Lord had spoken. I went to service with my grandmother at her church. My family prayed for me for a long time. And I heard the Lord speak. He didn't say apostle in the beginning, but he said that I was going to preach the gospel. And I never forget, I told my grandmother, I said, I believe I heard the Lord speak. He told me that I was going to preach the gospel. But that was in 99. When I gave my life to Christ, and I ran back out in the street, I wasn't ready. I didn't grow up in I grew up in a very divided home. My father was a Muslim, and my mother was Roman Catholic, so we're very divided, and we're very confused. So for me, I thought I knew, and I didn't. But when I gave my life to Christ, I'll never forget, when I came out of the water and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my whole life just completely turned around, and I could hear God so clear. I didn't know what an apostle was. I had no idea what fivefold ministry was. I could barely remember anything in the Word of God, but I could hear him speak. And I remember he would continue to encourage me to be faithful, So it was a long journey of many nights, 24-hour study nights. I couldn't stop studying the word. I couldn't stop praying. And one day I was sitting, I would journal everything that the Lord gave me. I just wanted to be a blessing. I was grateful to be alive. I was grateful to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And then God called me and he said, apostle. I had no idea what it meant, but I wrote it in my journal. And I spoke to my husband about it, and I began to study. And then the Lord began to reveal more and more to me about it. And so I'm here today. It's been a long journey, like I said before. And what you were reading was part of one of the books that I'm writing, because the Lord has given me so much to be able to build up other leaders and really build them up and send them out, but build them up and encourage them and let them know that there's a process before the purpose and that everything that you go through, God, is so detailed with our lives that every increment of your life means something for what he's called you to do. And a lot of times we get a little down and dismayed and we don't see the vision coming forth. But I remember him saying to be faithful, to continue to keep going. And I said, well, people think I'm crazy, Lord. I'm talking to you just like this, you know. And they think that, I'm explaining to people about the vision. And be very mindful. It's two things when you release in vision. It's good to share because now you have a testimony and other people hear. And so it's not really about them not believing, but it's more about them when they see what God is capable of doing. It's not that he's proven himself through you, but he's proven himself through you to ignite something in somebody else. So you have to allow your spectators to become haters at some point in time and be okay with that until the point that they see what God is doing. And then the next thing is not to allow people's perception, because, you know, I remember telling my mother, God called me to go here. She's, no, you can't go there. And I prayed. I said, Lord, why do they do that? The Lord revealed to me that people have these perceptions of what their life has been and what they've been through. And a lot of times they see through what their experiences are. So if they haven't had great success, or if they failed at things, or if they're operating in fear, their perceptions are not clear. They're not there. So you have to be real mindful of those things. But my encouragement to everyone that's listening is that, you know, everything starts with a dream and a vision. And I love it because God had already predestined. This stuff was ordained before he even formed the world, that he already had put this in us. So it's inside of us to be innovators. It's inside of us to be purpose-driven. It's inside of us to be, again, innovators and vision bearers. It's inside of us. We are all created for a purpose. There's nothing and no one that God never created with a purpose.
Wow.
Yes, and it's just praying and hearing God, and again, obedience. For me, obedience is key. I didn't know everything, but I knew God. I didn't know everything, but I had the word. I didn't know everything, but I heard God and obeyed. And because of that, we're here today.
And you're telling us, because you're all over internationally, and a lot of people say, well, I want to go overseas. I want to do this. It hasn't always, it's not, I mean, being in ministry is a beautiful thing, and it's a joy. There are challenges in ministry, and especially when you go overseas, because overseas is so different from being here in America. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing overseas, and when was the time when God called you? Because how many years were you here before he decided, I've called you to go overseas? And I know at the beginning it wasn't as easy. I mean, you had to walk by faith.
Absolutely. I really teach on mission, and I teach on, there's a difference. We do mission work, and then you have people who are sent out as apostles, very different. So it's not, people glorify going international ministry, but let me go back to this. Mm-hmm. When your relationship is first with God, ministry just flows out of relationship. There's so much that comes from that. People are too ministry-focused, and they're not relationship-focused. And so, you know, when you get to the position and the place, this will really eradicate and pull out some motives in the hearts of people. Because when God called, did open the doors for the nation, it's not something that I even wanted. I really desire to work with youth, and that's what I plan to do. I was going to work with youth. I was a praise dancer. And I enjoyed that, and I actually was I could sew, and I would make garments and flags, and I just figured we'd have a church and it'd be a youth church. But then the Lord began to, he called me and opened the doors for me to go. I was terrified, and I was terrified because it was a new experience, and I had to go And he told me to go, and I had to go by myself. And there's a lot of warfare connected with international ministry, just as well as it's a lot of warfare associated with the ministry here wherever you are. That's why everything has to flow out of relationship, and everything has to flow out of hearing God clearly. Because if you're not on purpose, then you're out of purpose, and you miss your aim and your point. It's not enough. It's not enough to go out of the country or even have a ministry and be off. The reality is this. If you're not on an assignment, then you're not in purpose. You have no purpose going to a place where you cannot continue to connect, the same as the Apostle Paul. If you read his letters in Romans, he begins to speak about how he went to the locations that he went, and he completely maximized the potential of him preaching all over, which means that he left no stone unturned with preaching where he had to go. He finished his assignment. And so as I began to go, God began to develop me. This is some of the things that I know now, because in the beginning I wasn't real, it wasn't completely clear. But then I began to hear God, this thing is about relationships. You have to bring Jesus. People need an encounter, so lives and communities and miracles and revivals have to hit. Wherever you go, the kingdom has to manifest. So that's why you have to be on purpose. And you have to know that as a sent out one, as an apostle for myself, the places that I go are very dangerous, naturally
wow.
very dangerous. But that's the call of a sent out one, because the places you go, you're going to preach the gospel to the very people. Remember, there's some resistance. So we're in Muslim countries. We're in places where people are they practice Buddhism and different things like that. And it's a lot of hostility towards Christianity and anyone that comes. So you really have to be, again, on an assignment and know that when you go and you step on that ground, you cover, because you're hidden in Christ to do the work. And again, because you heard God and you obeyed, not just because you're trying to run there. That's wrong. But now there's a difference. Again, if someone is sent out compared to somebody that does missionary work, that goes and works under somebody who's sent out, very different work, you know. With that, you can get people come and they help and they build things and amen. And you still have to be sent to do that too, but the work is different. So God has allowed us to be in Africa, and and sometimes, to be honest, I don't remember all of the countries, but I can tell you that there are a lot in Africa. And we just Liberia. We just have 4 new churches in Liberia. And we have now we have Pakistan, we have India, we have Bible colleges and partners all over the world. Now we're in South America, mm-hmm. and so God and we'll be in Argentina. The Lord's opened a door for that, and in Peru, and the doors are continuously opening. So what I do have what God has given me is a Bible training center, and the vision of that, that's one of them, is we teach and train and disciple. I oversee and I cover leaders all over, more so in the areas that don't nobody want to go into. So the places that I go into are the very poorest part of the communities in these places. And God has blessed us to be able to see the transformation of the word there. Businesses have started. New ministries have started. Mm-hmm. Graduates all over. When I go to Pakistan, we have a new training center there. We have graduates there, so we look forward to that. We just came back from Kisumu. That was such a blessing. We had 25 graduates there. When we go in Uganda, we have 25 there. It's just consistent. God is just growing, and it's just very powerful. So, you know, if anything, I can encourage people that are listening to, one, just have a clear vision, but please hear God. When you hear God and you're doing exactly what he's telling you to do, this is the outcome of the fruit of many, many souls won to Christ. At one time, God had given me a number. I was in the school of ministry at Living Word, and he gave me this number, and it was so big, I almost fell out of the chair. God began to reveal to me how you do it. You do it because we do it in the unit of being able to alliance and connect with one another, because we so need each other. And it's not healthy, and nor is it godly, to be separated out of the body, because we cannot get the vision of God out by working independently. So we even connect and partner with other leaders. We have Rockford, Illinois now, and I have two great leaders in Rockford, Illinois. One of the leaders there, her name is Prophetess Jamerson. She's now the head prophet of the Alliance, International Alliance, the One Faith Ministry International Alliance. And we have a new couple coming on, and they're, you know, just great men and women of God. So the key for me is just obedience. I'm just being honest. It's just
so obeying. It sounds as though you take, you know how they say, you take one step, the Lord takes the next. When you're walking by faith, mm-hmm. it's like your direction and your guidance have to come from the Lord, and then you got to be obedient to what He's saying, because, like you said, when you're going over to the other countries, you're in a spiritual battle, warfare mm-hmm. is really mm-hmm. strong over there. So you're saying that as long as you're walking in the Lord, and I'm not saying that there are not challenges, but just like in the Old Testament, how when David and them was in battle, as long as they did what God told them, do they won every battle. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's only mm-hmm. when they did not do what God had instructed them to do, that's when they lost the battle, and then they went back to God and said, well, what did I do wrong? So it's really a very, very serious thing that you have to be tuned in
walk.
To the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
It's a disciplined walk.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
it. It's a disciplined walk, and you've got to, you know, some people say, well, I don't hear from God. And I was listening to a minister, and he was saying, why is it that we say that we don't hear from God, but we can hear everything the devil is telling us? We hear him very
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why
we
is,
hear
you know,
God. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that we do hear God. The reality of it is that we have become dull. And I use this example of, we become dull of hearing God. See, because the reality is we desire to hear God the way we want to hear Him. And so it's very true that we desire to hear Him how He wants to. He doesn't speak the way we want to hear. He speaks the way he speaks because He's God. So we're not dictating to Him. He dictates to us. Let me say this. By not being obedient to God, we wouldn't be where we are, because this time God has told me to do things that made no sense. I have had to go out of the country, and the Lord took me out of the country with a one-way ticket. I'm not telling anyone to do that. But this is what He told me. This is not the way I operate. I don't operate like that. And I've always had funds in my account to be able to do it. The Lord has sent me out of the country with nothing and had them take care of me. And then when I left, gave me a lump sum of money. If I did not obey what God said when I got there, that wouldn't have happened. But we had graduation there, and so many miracles happened, and so many revivals went forth. Had I not, so a lot of things God is saying is like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. This is a faith walk. The Bible says, as a just shall live by faith. There's mm-hmm. no other way to live. If you don't have faith and confidence in God, you'll never, one, be able to please Him. But the next, how do you manifest the things of God without faith? You don't have any confidence in what He's calling you to do. And this walk and in this hour is all about God showing that He's God. This is the hour where God is saying, I'm manifesting myself now. They shall know that I am God. We can't do that by not having faith and not hearing God. We're not going to be able to do that. And this is not about talking the word. This is about manifesting the word. we've done enough talking. Now it's time for some demonstration. Done enough. We've done enough jumping and shouting. Now it's time for the manifestation. Now it's time for the souls won to Christ. Now it's time for the transformation. Now is the time because, you know, the time is set. Christ will return. We have work to
do. And you know what, Apostle? Just like Jesus when he came. See, the people in the world, they're not coming in the church because they're looking at the people and they're like, I don't want what they have. When Jesus walked this earth, there were signs and wonders that followed. People are looking for the demonstration. They want to see the deliverance, the healing, the drug addict come off of drugs, the legs growing out. And I truly believe in this season that those are the miracles are going creative. That's a creative miracle. But God is going to let the people of the world see. This is the time, just like in Chicago, and you know Chicago. What answer do you have to all this killing? The enemy has us looking at it as it's a black and white thing. It's beyond that.
It's so beyond that. You know, the issue with what's going on in Chicago is a lack of unity and a lack of prayer. And also, let me say this. While we're praying, we don't pray. We have to be strategists with prayer. You know, we pray and we pray, prayer works. I've seen people, gangbangers, give their life to Christ. I have a testimony of my own life, so I do know. But when we desire for things to come, where we subdue and have dominion over things, we have to now come together on one accord. You know, God doesn't operate in confusion. So we want to say, you know, whether it's West Side or this side or black and white issue or even with the issue with the police and things like that. But we have to remember the earth is still the Lord and the fullness thereof, and he's given us an arsenal of weapons. I'm saying that prayer and the word and binding really works. And so where we, you know, people are like, what should we do? What should we do? God already told us what to do. It's in the word of God. We are to pray. We are to continue to pray. But the reason why prayer will not manifest is if there is any form of disunity. How does prayer, if we do not agree, see, we don't agree on the things. And we also have to be consistent and we have to be strategists. Every time anybody goes into a battle, you sit and what you do is you map out and you engineer. And you have to map out and engineer what you're going to pray and how you're going to pray and when you're going to pray it. Because consistency is what brings your enemy down. People believe, I just pray, I bind that. No, it's the consistency of you're saying. Because every day we wake up and we continue to say the negative thing, then what happens? It becomes a part of who we are. Even the spirit realm begins to operate on the words that we speak, but we're consistent in those negative words. And I say that our words are containers. They go and capture stuff. Do you know that we have the ability to I don't mean just change. I mean we have the ability to shift some things. We have major prophets now that God is now unleashing. The voice of God is going to be heard in the church because correction needs to come. But now we have the prophets. Now, if you notice that they're speaking global words, global prophecy for the church as a whole. And the thing that they're speaking is about the church not being holy. Church needs to can't compromise. We can't be sometimes Christians. And the reason why the people on the outside, I remember I'm not that far removed from remembering when I wasn't saved. The reason why I didn't want to come into church is because, one, they were doing what I was doing. And so they were doing what I was doing, and I was saying they didn't look different. I looked for God. And I remember crying and saying, God, I'm looking for you. Let me see you. He had to manifest himself to me for me to even be able to believe. So now we as a whole body need to get together, and we need to operate in unity and have the mind of Christ. And when the Bible talks about the mind of Christ, it's literally speaking about the unity of Christ. What did he think? How did he move? What did he do? He did it together. Yeah. That's why. How did Christ start with 12? One was a traitor, betrayer, but the 11 turned the world upside down. And they did it because he taught them how to be unified. He taught them very key things, precepts, principles, instructions, obey, and be in unity. This is the issue. We have to be strategists. We're playing around. Yes.
We're playing around. And you know what? I've got a couple of callers, and since we're going in this direction, I'm going to give them a chance to ask questions because this is good. This is hot. You know what? We're going to have to bring you on again. I hope you're available next week because we want you to do some teaching. I mean, you're doing some teaching now, but some preaching. But this is really good. I was speaking on my radio show this past Thursday about, you know, it's not a black and white thing, it's spiritual, but I remember saying, I said, see, the prayer works, I said, but we have to get in prayer so we can get the, so God can give us the instruction, strategic instructions on how we should, you know, handle the things that are going on in the earth, but it comes through with prayer. And you said that, so that was truly a blessing. I'm like, okay, praise God.
We are confirming words, the Holy Spirit speak. Oh, Jesus.
That's what it was.
Yes.
That was confirming because I spoke. I said, yeah, God has given us the bind and loose. I said, but the prayer, see, people thinking that because these kids are getting shot and we need to come together and walk the block. That's not the answer. God, you got to get impressed into the strategic plan on
what we
should do because God knows.
That's
right. Okay, let me see. We got a caller here. Hold on one moment. Caller on 601-616-4573. Do you have a question, a comment, or you want prayer?
I'm calling in for prayer.
Okay, Apostle Valencia is there, so you can tell her what the prayer you want her to pray for you, and she's right there to, and we'll agree in prayer with you.
Well, I guess I'm just, you know, I need direction. I'm unemployed, and I'm behind on all my bills. My car's in repossession, and I've been looking for, you know, employment, and it's like I just can't find it, and I'm not understanding, and you was talking about praying, you know, and being diligent in it and persevering, continuing, enduring. But, you know, what do you do when you just really need that breakthrough? Because I'm at the point where I just really need that increase, you know, with my finances. You know, I have an 11-year-old daughter. I'm trying to raise her. And, you know, it's like I'm crying out to God, and I have faith. And know that God can, but I guess my question is I don't understand why God hadn't moved on my behalf now. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me just clarify a couple of things. Is because you haven't seen it, you know, we are to really walk by faith and not by sight. And so if you're looking at God to be visible right now, he's asking you to see him through the eyes of faith. I've been in your situation before, and I understand. One of the things I do really understand is that some of the things that we really desire, those are very things that God desires to take from us so he can then restore us. Amen? And so I know that, you know, when it's time for the bills to be paid and things like that, sometimes it doesn't make sense and it doesn't feel good, but you have to know that the Word of God says that he never left you, he never leave, nor will he forsake you. You have to believe that. And although you're praying, you have to know that God has heard your petition. And you have to know that your petitions are granted. They may not come the way you desire for them to come, you see? There may be some things that God is working out of you so he can, again, use you to the full capacity of how he needs to. He may be dealing with your heart and dealing with your relationships and dealing with some things and wrestling some things away from you. But what I'm going to do is I just want to pray. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 107:20, I love this verse, it says, he sent his word and healed them, and he delivered them from all their destruction. Let me explain something. God sent his word, and the beginning is word. We understand that. Who is the word? The word became flesh. He sent his word purposely to heal them. God has already restored you. We deal with God in sometimes in this in like the future tense all the time when God is right now. He's manifesting in your life right now. So God has delivered you. You already delivered from destruction. When you accepted Christ, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have, then you have already been restored. You're not being restored. You already are restored. Let me pray. Father, Heavenly Father, I'm come in agreement because the prayer of agreement is what establishes and we come together. We say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to come together to pray for your daughter, Lord God. Right now we pray that her spiritual eyes and the discernment are sharpened in this time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, we will come and bind and rebuke. I bind and rebuke every attack against her life, and we now begin to just pull away and eradicate every assignment of the enemy upon her life. If it has been established, we pull it back in the name of Jesus. We come together and plead the blood of Jesus from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, and we speak and declare in the name of Jesus Psalm 107:20 in her finances. Psalm 107:20 on the doors and favor that need to be open for her for a job. Father, we declare your word over her, Father, now that it shall come forth. Woman of God, great is thy faith being unto you. God is saying that if you have faith, how much faith do you have, that you'll be able to see and move, tell mountains to move out of your way. What I'm feeling that the Holy Spirit is leading me to tell you is that this is a time where you need to only confess the word. This is a time where doubt and unbelief cannot be a part of your portion. This is a time where you have to cut away everything that's keeping you from walking and walking by faith. It's time for you to stand up and begin to speak out of your mouth and speak to that mountain that is in the way. God is saying that it shall obey his word. He said it shall obey the very word that comes out of your belly, but you have to have belief in that word, and you will watch it come forth in the name of Jesus. But I pray now, I pray for your daughter, because I pray protection and a healing upon your daughter. I pray that whatever situation is going on, that it shall not even affect her, that it shall not come nigh to her. Woman of God, God is even saying for your faithfulness in the times that you have sown and even paid your tithes, that he has already rebuked the devourer on your behalf. God is telling me to tell you that it's time for you to stand on faith. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus that, Father God, yes, that our faith shall be immovable. Woman of God, begin to speak the word of God and speak it with boldness. And you'll begin to see those things and obstacles that have been in your way be removed. You have to watch what you say. Watch your words. Watch your words. Watch your confession. Watch what you're saying. Because when you say that I prayed and I haven't seen, God has said, I'm showing you every day. Because he's still holding you every day. Because it's people who could not do, they could not even get through a day of what you get through. God is saying that he's even strengthening you while you're where you're at right now. He's strengthening you right now. There are people who did not make it another day with what you go through and what you go through in a day. And you have to praise God for that. You have to praise God for that. He's strengthening you and he's strengthening your family. And you're going to see. You're going to see. He's going to show you. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the miracle. Thank you for the miracle, even a favor, because I'm going to tell you, God don't need money. But, Father, we thank you for the miracles that shall manifest this day. I make a declaration and I decree over her this day that anything that is not of you, it shall come down today. In the name of Jesus, every wall, every hindrance, I declare breakthrough over you. Breakthrough over you. But you have to receive it, woman, great is thou faith being unto you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Sister, that's the word to you. I'm going to tell you, back in December the 20th, my van was repossessed. Today, it was a couple of days ago, a lady, I've been believing God. God, everything Apostle told you, I'm telling you, God is, he's working some things out of you so you'll be perfected in him, sister. And it was times when I had my own place and I had to move out and move in with my son. At night, I would literally cry. But I tell you one thing, God is awesome and he is good and he is faithful. And just like you said, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. God is not trying to harm you, but he has greatness for you. And you cannot be where he put you in greatness and then you fault and fall because you haven't been able, you haven't been tested and tried. I remember the Lord was saying, he said, you're going to go through a test. I thought it was just going to be a day or two. it lasted longer. I started looking, saying, well, what's wrong with me? But I can tell you, today, what was it, yesterday, a lady, I have a van. I said, there's no car note. I was paying $450 a month. I couldn't even afford it. But when God, when something is taken from you, God will raise you up. He will bring you something better. I have a van, and I have so much favor with this woman, and it's not a note. God has called you to greatness, and you're going to have to do everything the woman of God told you. You're going to have to speak the word of God. The word of God is like a seed. When you plant something in the ground, you have to water it with water for it to grow. Where you're going to plant the words of the Lord, you're going to stand on God's word, and you're going to confess the word out of your mouth. There are times when you're looking to the left and to the right, and you're like, ain't nothing happening. The devil is a liar. Because everything that God does is something happening. And you got to believe that. He's just growing you up. He's growing you up. And I'm going to tell you, I can say I know how to abase and abound now. And I can tell you that when I needed something, God made it come to pass. He wanted Kim to get off the throne. He wanted me. See, I'm thinking things going to happen the way I wanted them to happen. And because they did not happen the way I wanted them to happen, I would get upset. But I tell you, the journey that he's taken me, because I know he's called me to greatness, the journey that he's taken me, I wouldn't give it for anything. Yes, it hurt it while I was going through, but he had to pull the mess up out of me, and he's still pulling mess up. He wants me to love unconditionally. It's so much that was in me that I found out when I was going through the wilderness. See, Moses had to go through the wilderness. Why? Because he had the world in him. It took him 40 years, but God was making and molding him, and that's what God wants to do to you, my sister. So you hold on, you stand, and you start thanking God. He wants you to start thanking him. If all you got is some beans on the table to eat, thank you, Lord. All he's doing is growing you up. He loves you. If you got to read Jeremiah 29:11 all the time, all day, you got to know that God has not put you here to harm you, my sister. He got greatness for you. So what Apostle told you, and you can go back to this show again and listen again and listen to the word that she gave you, you're going to stand. We decree it in Jesus' name. God got greatness for you. Mm-hmm. And believe God, if that whatever you got is taken, he's going to put you, give you something else. I was on the bus. I had to take the bus. But with joy, God loves you. And we just want you to stay encouraged. So with that, you know, praise God, my sister. And continue to listen. We got some more calls, but we pray that you have been encouraged. We know you have, because the word of God will not return void. But you start speaking that word. The word of God in Job says, decree a thing and so shall it be established. All he's doing is growing you up. It's time. He want to use you mightily. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Man,
we love you. We love you. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Hallelujah. This is really awesome. Thank you, Jesus. We have a caller here on 708-673-9573. Do you have a question, comment, or you want a prayer for Apostle Valencia Carter-Ruff to pray with you, or you're on the air?
No, God has given me Romans 8:11, and I've been living, I'm meditating that, believing that Spirit of Christ, that Spirit that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead, that he would also quicken my mortal body also through the Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ up. So I'm standing on that. God, I know God wants me to live from the inside out, the spiritual part. He don't want me to, you know, he wants all the glory. So I just want to continue to walk in obedience to the voice of God, and not to lean to my own understanding. So I do have the directions from him, but it's never, you can never get too much prayer. So if you feel
amen,
pray for me,
amen. And this is my friend Minister Lillian. So are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I heard Valencia. Somebody had asked me, was I going to come over to Guana for some conference in September? I'm like, Lord, I got to talk to Pastor Valencia because she knows the person. And, like, I'm going to Pastor Bright. I'm going to everybody because I don't want to miss God. Now, if God trying to get me there, I want to hear from God. I don't want to hear from Lily, you know.
Yes, amen. Amen. Mm. Well, you know that if the Lord is calling you, it's in your spirit, it's going to bear witness, and you're going to know that it's Him. And not only will you go, but then you're going to continue to bear the fruit from that. So, you know, I teach on missions, and I teach on missions and ministry and the continued relationship with those that the Lord will connect you with, because as God is sending you out, which I feel that God is sending you out, there's more than just you going.
Yes, Lord.
Because they have a lot of preachers, and they have preachers that can teach, preach, prophesy, do everything. So as you go, the Lord is sending you. He's sending you for other things. Woman of God, it's time for you to you are getting ready. Amen. It's time for you to prepare. It's time. God desires to send you out. You're very careful. God is saying to be anxious for nothing. So with all your praying, you hear God, and you need to put your confidence in God and what He's calling you to do. There's something that God is calling you to release, and I see training, and I see prayer. I see a lot of you are gifted and anointed to do so many things within the body of Christ. Now, just hone into the very thing that God is calling you to do. I see you ministering with women. I see so much, but the Lord is calling you out. He is calling you out. You are going to begin to pray, and the Lord is going to show you who they are, because initially, when the doors are open, remember certain things come forth first. But God will begin to show you, give you clarity on who they are. You are called out. You are called. Shit.
Yes,
you
I
are
know
called.
People been calling me, and I tell you, I kid you not, every single one of them is going through some kind of illness. Oh my God. He said, when you go, He said, heal the sick, is what He told me, you know, and pray. So people have been calling me for prayer. Oh, my God. Because, you know, when they asked me about coming to Africa, I said, God, I got to do something here. This is my mind, you know. But then people have been calling for prayer. And as I pray, and I God lead me to give them Romans 8 and 11 also, you know, God wants to get the glory even in that, even in the sickness. He wants us to not glory in our flesh, you know. So,
amen. Well, you have that, and the Lord knows your heart. He knows your faithfulness to Him. He knows your heart. He knows your desire. What I'm saying to you is that to heal the sick, that's our job. We are to go out, and that's what we are called to do. But I'm telling you that you have a ministry. You have a ministry. They're calling you for what's inside of you. To come to train and build them, not just to go. We pray and we go and we manifest the kingdom by casting out demons and healing the sick, but you have a ministry. You are called into ministry, and your ministry is going to break yokes. It's going to heal the sick. It's going to do all those things. Of course, that's the believer's authority. That's one thing, but I'm talking about you are called to ministry. They're calling you because God, somebody's praying. They're praying and making a demand on the anointing on you.
Girl, you ain't
so now you're wondering.
God
the
got
phone
people
calls
praying
are coming.
For me.
Absolutely. But there's people praying for you. You don't know who they are. There's people in other locations, people in the suburbs, people in different parts of America, and they're praying. And what it is as they pray, you know, let me say this, our ministry is attached to somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody's life is attached to the anointing on your life. You have to know that even when Jesus went wherever he went on assignment and they were healed, there's somebody calling and crying for you. And so now this is making a demand on you, on the anointing inside of you. That's why God said, begin to pray. Yeah, people are going to begin to start to call, but God is telling me to tell you right now that it's time for you to move forward.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Now, what I pray, I come in agreement and we pray that not only there's been many prophecies, there's been many people telling you, and God is like, now you know.
Yes.
I just encourage you. I encourage you to go forth and do it.
I had a vision before where all the intercessors, we were in there praying, and as we were praying, and this is from my old church, and I was at a funeral the other day with these same people from my old church, and then that dream, that vision came back that I had at this funeral, and I was wondering who was in the casket, but then my husband, the dead, got up out of the thing because I had prayed it at this thing. I'm like, Lord, he's bringing it back to me now. He's bringing the dream back. So I'm sitting at this funeral of this girl. Didn't seem like she should have been dead. I'm like, God, she needs to be getting up. I mean, you know, the dead is supposed to be coming up, you know, raising up at his word in us. And I'm like, I'm sitting there. Then all of a sudden, it's like I was looked like I went somewhere else in the middle of this funeral. Somebody was singing. And I'm up in this place. And it was beautiful. It was real white. And everything was just like white. I'm ready to step my right foot out to go farther in so I can see more. It was just so bright and beautiful, and all I can sense are we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and this is where she is. You know, it was just so beautiful. I'm like, God, what is that? You know. So
we praise God for that, and just like the apostle said, you listen to the voice of the Lord, get your directions for God. And do exactly what the Lord, be obedient to the Lord. We have some more callers that we're going to get to, but you all want to hear Apostle tomorrow, which is Sunday. She's going to be at Agape Church of Love at 3623 West North Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60647. She also has her own internet radio that comes on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Consume Radio. This woman of God has so much wisdom in the Word of God. And you know what?
Yes.
You have the wisdom, the understanding, and all of that good stuff. Why? Because of the things that you've endured. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the awesome testimony that you are to us on the radio broadcast on tonight. This is so, so good. But we have another caller, so I'm going to go to the other caller, and we thank you for your call.
Yes.
And we have a caller here on 815-579-4779. Did you have a question, a comment, or a prayer that you want Apostle Valencia to?
Amen.
Hello.
God bless. Thank you. Yes, God bless. This is Prophetess Lisa giving a call tonight. Thank the Lord for you guys. And I'm truly blessed just to be able to sit in and listen to just the goodness of the Lord. But I had asked tonight if you guys could pray for me. It's just been a tough year, I'd say year, that I have endured. But God is bringing me out. The Lord said the same. I'm expecting another birthday next year or next week on the 21st and getting close to 50 now. And so I just asked for prayers, especially just over asking God for a peace, a calm to come, just to, you know, because I've been going through a lot over the last year. That's my request. Amen.
Amen. Well, when I get prayer requests like that, I begin to just pray that we come in agreement with the desires of the heart of the person that's petitioning God. God hears you. And even as you were speaking, I hear such a clarity and a clearness. And what I want you to know is that you are already in the manifestation of peace.
Amen.
I hear it.
Thank you.
It's clear. It's peaceful. It's very silent. And I just want to encourage you not to allow what you see to disturb you. And it hasn't all this time. We wait to this time for things to get to you because you felt that it was so much. But the Lord has shown me that he has been building and building and building you. And whenever we like in renovation, whenever you want to renovate a home, what do? Don't you kind of break it down a little bit because you want to expand it? So God is expanding you. Even the word that you, your prophetic word, and even I always use the word the chamber of God's heart in certain places he's allowing you to be able to come into. Your prophetic word has changed, and it's changed a lot. So begin to just open your mouth, especially now with the prophets are. It's like a rumbling. You're rising. Don't look at your situation. Just understand what God is doing in it. You have a peace. Again, I hear the peace. I hear it in you. But I pray, I just pray that that you would begin to naturally begin to feel that peace and receive that. You have to receive that refuge, you know, that rest and that refuge. You have to receive it on your own. But God is there, woman of God. And be encouraged. You have to know that during the times of the hardest trials or when God is going to use you the greatest, somebody is seeking for you also. They need to hear your voice, and they need your testimony, and they need that. And, you know, that agitation of our flesh only just makes us more resistant to the things of the world and makes us brings us closer into what God designed and desires for us to be. So I just encourage you. And let you know that it is well. It is well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. I agree with that. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for Apostle Valencia Carter, the woman of God. She knows the voice of the Lord. And we thank you for just imparting your wisdom and your knowledge from the Word. We're going to bring you back on again next Saturday because I know you got to speak
Amen.
In the morning and we would keep you on. We would keep you on, but we want to give you a chance to get your rest. And if are you available for next Saturday?
Yes, I will make time. I'll make time.
Because we really appreciate you. It's been a blessing.
You
have given us some, wow, you have given us some nuggets from the beginning. And you all tell your friends to go back to the archives of the show. And I just thank God that he has even connected. See, I know everything that the Lord does is not in vain. And I know he connected me up with you for a reason, a divine connection. I don't know exactly what it all is, but I know it's there. I remember a time when I saw a vision of me being in just a big auditorium preaching the word. And I remember one time my dad, who's deceased now, he spoke into my life, but I can't remember. And I've been asking the Holy Spirit to bring that back to me. I told my dad, I said, what did you say? But he said, I ain't going to tell you again, but he's deceased now. But I know the Holy Spirit know what it was. But I have such a desire for God's people and seeing people be set free. And when I speak into their lives, I'm looking for the Holy Spirit because it's not us. It's the Word in John says that it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Father that works in us doing the work. So
that's right.
I know that he's preparing me to be his yielded vessel to, because I'm hearing even clearer when the Lord is speaking and saying different things. So I just want you to pray for me before we get off the air tonight.
Oh, amen. What a pleasure. I am, the Lord has just been speaking since I was in Kisumu when I was in Africa. Because the Lord has put there is a mantle of authority that rests upon you. And even when I began to, when I was in Africa and I could see and I see your picture, just a spirit of excellence. I really mean that. A spirit of excellence and such a spirit of, you're a woman of so much grace. Woman of God, all you have to do is just begin to prepare. The platform is already created for you. The platform has been created for you. And all he wants you to do is just to begin to walk forward and step on that platform, open your mouth and go forward. And I hear him say bold. I heard him say mighty servant. what I do pray, as I pray, even as we are connected, we are divinely connected, and the Lord showed me that. So I am going to continue to cover you in prayer as a fivefold ministry leader, as we should do with one another, is keep each other in prayer. But I cover you. I cover you, and I got your back as a watchman, even praying for you, as God is moving you around. And you have much clarity, and you hear God clearly. You really do. And as you said, God was moving some things away, because I even saw that God had moved many things away from you. But now what I see now is a woman that God has prepared as a vessel of true honor, that he has poured his anointing in, that is not marred. You're not leaking out the anointing now. Now what's going to happen is people that will come in contact with you shall be delivered and restored, even by your words, even by the airwaves. Let me explain this. As you speak and through the airwaves, the signal of how that is, it's higher than the dimension you think of, just people listening. Your words are spiritual, and they're activated in the spiritual realm, and things are happening even as you speak. Every time you pray, it's as if, you know, when you clap, there's an echo. When you clap, clap, pop, 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 that's your voice in the spirit realm. Your prayer is igniting, and there's fire whenever you pray. I want you to know that when you pray, there's fire when you're praying. So, woman of God, as you go forth, you have a prophetic word in your belly, even as an evangelism miracle. As an evangelist, you're going to be evangelizing a lot. But there's going to be so many miracles that come from your evangelism. I hear the Holy Spirit even speaking about teams, developing teams. I don't know who your people are that you have or who you have been praying about, but there's a team that you'll have. You're going to preach the gospel. You are a preacher. You are naturally born, gifted, and whoever it was praying, as God even had appointed you, because you know that no man appointed you. You were assigned this position, and you're going to watch. God is going to, God has elevated, but I'm going to say this. Lord, I heard the Holy Spirit begin to speak about even finances, and he just showed me a release of something. So, Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus. I pray and I cover now, please, the blood of Jesus from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Father, I even close whatever gate that has been opened. I close it and call forth wall of fire, call down fire even around her, surround and protect her and her going and her coming. Father, I pray that what's inside of her belly now, because the Lord is showing me the fire that's coming from inside of you, even the desire and the love for his people. Father, I pray, hallelujah, that everyone that even comes near, everyone that hears, will be ignited by the fire of the woman of God. Father, we thank you that the miracles are manifesting in her ministry, that the miracles will continue to manifest in her ministry. Father, we even call forth and pray now for those people that you have called to connect with her under her team as she trains up these leaders to work in agreement with what you called her to do for the vision. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they're coming. I now declare that nothing that's formed against her, not a weapon, not a word, not an attack, or an assignment from the enemy shall prosper against her. No, not in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you are increasing her, and she is abounding in all things, Father. We thank you that her finances are set. Oh, and the favor that rests upon her is so great, Lord God. It shall open doors all over the world. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you, Father God, for her heart. We thank you, Father God, even as her prayers have reached your throne. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for her family, because her family is blessed, Lord God. And we actually thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that even the people that are dedicated to listening to her podcast and her radio stations, lives that are changing, shall come back and bring testimony to continue to encourage the woman of God. I decreed some donors and some partners now in the name of Jesus to help establish and to aid in establishing the work that you have given her to do, because it's a great and mighty work. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We know that it's blessed. And we give you all the glory and we give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I receive that prayer. We thank God for you. And those of you all that are listening, go out. I would be there tomorrow. I'm not able to because I have my grandson being dedicated. Get out to Agape Church of Love, 3623 West North Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60647. What time is it going to be that you're going to be there?
12 o'clock. It's at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock noon, get out there. And she also have her own internet radio, Consume Radio, Wednesday at 7 p.m. One Faith Ministries Alliance.
Yes.
I tell you, her one of her quotes is, be a doer of the word of God. So we're going to bring her back again next week. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor. And we just want to bless you, Apostle. We thank God for the wisdom that you have, the impartation. We thank God, and we just ask that that the Lord refills you from what you brought out tonight, and we thank the Lord that he will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. We thank God that if the word goes forth on tomorrow, that it will go forth and it will not return void, and many people will be set free and delivered. We thank God for the woman of God and all the work that she's doing internationally. We cover her with the precious blood of Jesus. We bind any hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy that will try to stop, because he can't stop anything that God has already ordained. And we just thank God for even your team. And we just cover you with the blood of Jesus. And we lose prosperity, favor. We lose more partners. We lose more money. We lose more, the anointing is, I truly believe that the anointing is already there. Whether we walk in it or not, just like, who was that, David? He was anointed. Mm-hmm. The king anointed him. He wasn't walking in his purpose yet. So when we say a double portion of anointing, we don't need a double portion, because the Holy Spirit has come, and the Holy Spirit has given us all things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for the woman of God, and we thank God that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ever, ever, ever ask or think. And you have not seen, no, what is it? No, I have seen or have heard what God has in store, just the beginning of what God is going to do. He's just raising you up, and we thank God for the teaching, the training that you're sending more out. And I'm going to be one of them ones that's going to be under you, woman of God. I thank God for you. I thank God for your husband. I thank God for your family. I thank God for your obedience in Jesus' name. And we'll see you back next Saturday, same time. We love you.
Amen.
And we just want to tell the listening audience, we love you all. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Listen to Setting the Captives Free every Thursday at 9:45 p.m. on 1570. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, because I also stream live on Facebook. But we just love you all, and we just want to see you grow. We want to see the purpose and the plans that God has for your life to come to come about in Jesus' name. So be blessed,
Jesus,
know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Don't look to the left nor to the right. Look straight ahead to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And know this, that when God predestined you from the foundation of the world, it's only one of you. Can't nobody else duplicate you. So you don't have no business being jealous or envious of anyone, because God has made you, and there are people out there that need to hear your voice. And with that, we're going to say bye-bye, and we love you.
Love you, yes.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Love you.